Republicans voted against the policy and its gender identity protections. Democrats were for it. The policy would not be mandatory, but would have offered guidance to schools trying to comply with a new state law. It gives school officials more flexibility in disciplining students than the former zero-tolerance standard. Michigan Superintendent Brian Whiston says the State Department of Education will go back to work on a model policy. He says schools will have to develop their own policies in the meantime.
But certainly the state board on these important issues want to make sure they're providing guidance as well. So we'll come back with something.
A Republican on the board said the model policy would invite a legal challenge. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.